This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Demolition of the first bank center in Broomfield will start in November. CPR's Paolo Schulzeda has more.
On Tuesday, Broomfield city officials approved $4 million in funds to be loaned to the Broomfield Urban Renewal Authority for the event center's demolition. Built in 2006, the arena was meant to be the pearl of a dense development in Broomfield. But the First Bank Center just never took off. Last May, the city closed the arena, citing underutilization of the $135 million development. The city plans to redevelop the site, but concrete plans haven't been announced. I'm Paolo Schulzeda, CPR News.
A Colorado Springs man was sentenced to 7 months in prison for breaching the Capitol during the January 6 insurrection. Tyler Earl Etheridge attended former President Donald Trump's Stop the Steal rally before entering the building. Etheridge recorded video on his phone from inside the Capitol rotunda. In it, he states, quote, "We storm the Capitol, and Christians need to infiltrate every area of society like this." The FBI arrested Etheridge in July 2022. The original Star Wars has a unique screening at Fort Lewis College in Durango tonight. But don't expect to hear words like galaxy, stormtrooper, or lightsaber, though. CPR's Elaine Tessie explains.
Navajo entertainment consultant Manny Wheeler decided to dub the 1977 film in the Navajo language, also known as Diné. Once he secured funding, he got the script translated in 36 hours. In an appearance on the Moth podcast, Wheeler said it was a decade-long project close to his heart and his people.
And one of the things I'm most proud of is it was mostly done by Navajo people. We really got together and made this happen.
Wheeler will be on campus to talk about the film at 6 p.m., then it screens for free at 7:30 outdoors at the Center for Southwest Studies.
It's just about 2:06. This is CPR News.